Oh, hi, Wyatt. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Now, of course, I wanted to get you the details of our service and answer any questions you might have. Also, I wanted to apply a reduced rate for your still fairly young company. Under 2 years, you would qualify for reduced pricing here. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point, though? I mean, other than price?
So, you are the second people to call me today about doing this.
Not surprised that the position is available.
I'd like to know why I would go with you instead of the other people.
Okay. Well, you know, without knowing who else has called you, you know, we've been around since 2004. That's almost 18 years, and we are a Google Premier partner, so we do get our training and our updates directly from Google. Our job, in fact, is to make sure that we would create the almost 70 different destinations and directories that Google looks for and ultimately uses to determine what companies they'll display on that first page. Now, unlike most companies that might just verify your listing and maybe not even create any content at all, or, you know, even maybe like a Yelp listing and a Facebook page or something like that, we would create directories that most people, even most so-called SEO companies, are not aware of. Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. We don't create that content so your customers can see it, but we create that content because those directories are as equally weighted, as valued and important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So certainly in competitive industries, having more content talking about your services and your service area lets Google know that they can easily recommend you as a top option, that you do provide those services. Now, the other thing that we can do that I'm not necessarily saying that you would want to or necessarily need to have us do is we can do Facebook or Meta ads. We can do Google paid ads, what most people call AdWords, or pay-per-click. We can even also do Google Guarantee, local service ads. So, you know, we are a full-service SEO company and a digital marketing firm. So do you know or remember the name of the company that you spoke with before, earlier today?
I do not.
Okay. Right. So what held you back? I mean, if you're taking this call, you see a value to being listed on Google. When that other company called you, they were the first. And what held you back from moving forward with them?
Well, the main reason, I'm on vacation right now.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not doing anything. So, answer. And then
Gotcha. Y'all
sound a little bit more professional to me because they're saying they looked on Angie's list and it says I do tree work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a part of what I do. But the other part is, the bigger part is land clearing.
Right. Yeah. So with us, and again, this is one thing that is different than many companies out there. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Like I said, our job would be to create the content on the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions that Google indexes. So as long as it's a service that you provide, we'll be talking about that on those directories, and of course we would build a website for you too. That way, you know, you'll be found for the services you most want to provide. We would be able to update content as seasons change. I mean, I know you're not affected as much as other parts of the country, but if your focus changes, if your services change, if you do a job that you're proud of and you want us to add new photos to your website, we can make any updates down the road. There's never an additional cost for us to do that. Now, as far as pricing goes, I mean, you're keeping it, you know, fairly local, but you're still willing to travel at least a little bit, right? I mean, you'll go a little farther for the right job, it seems. But most of
Florida
would be fair game. I mean, at least for many of the services that you provide.
Yeah, I have a job up in Georgia.
Oh, really?
Just because it's and then I have a job in Pensacola.
Okay. Gotcha. So, you know, at the very least, and in some cases with other companies, this would be the only thing that you could get, and they make it sound like it's all you need. A local campaign, that's, again, all the different directories that we would create. Now, that's going to be good for, you know, looking at your services and your service area. You'd be probably expecting, maybe might only be 20 miles, you know. 25 at the most. I want to be completely honest with you. Google puts businesses in the local map that are fairly close to the person doing that search, meaning the farther away that person is, the same keyword search would be more than likely going to populate businesses that are closer to that person than you are. So that's why I would say the importance of something like a Facebook or Meta paid ad campaign, or even a Google ad campaign, although with the recent increase in required minimum from $100 to $300 a month, Google paid ads, or what most people call AdWords, is not necessarily in the budget for most business owners, especially young business owners. But we can do a local campaign, don't get me wrong, it's just not going to get you your entire service area. We can easily cover that with paid Facebook ads. Of course, Facebook ads would work differently than Google would. You know, someone going on Google is looking for something specific. Someone on Facebook, they're just doing their thing on Facebook, as a lot of people do. But they would see your ad as part of their live stream. They can scroll right past it if they like, or if they click on it, that's the only time it would cost anything. It costs about 20 or 22 cents every time someone clicks on one of your ads. But it would be budgeted in, $100 a month ad budget would be more than sufficient for your service area and for the entire month. So as far as pricing goes, regardless of any package that you choose, even if it would include Google paid ads, you'd be looking at 50% off the normal cost of the service. So for a local campaign, which I said might be about 20 miles, you'd be looking at $199 as a fixed flat rate. You save $200 a month every month that you choose to use the service. It is offered month to month. That's another thing that you might not have heard from the other company. A lot of companies will lock you into a 3-month, 6-month, or 1-year contract. Then they just tell you, you know, down the road, oh, it's only been 2 months. You still have, you know, 4 more months. Just give us more time. That's time and money wasted, and kind of a red flag for me. I mean, our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. So there's no long-term contracts. But that being said, the promo for a young company, it's really more of an assistance program. It's not an introductory rate that will later balloon up. It's a fixed flat rate no matter how long you choose to use the service. And like I said, if it's 50%, you save $200 off a local-only campaign, you save $300 off of a campaign that would include Facebook paid ads, and that would bring $5.99 down to $2.99, ends up being just a $100 difference. Like I said, Google's increased their ad spend to a minimum of $300, so you'd be looking at $199 for the local plus $300. That's $4.99. So you're not necessarily in your budget, but you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. We can always start with a local-only campaign and add Facebook or even Google Ads later on. And the best part about it for your services, you know, you're not a hair salon. You're not a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs to break even, you know. One good job that you weren't going to get otherwise would more than offset the cost of our service. Now, John attached a website here, right? So we can promote your existing website. I'm looking at it right now. It looks like it would be Google compliant, which means really two things, and Google really only cares about two things. It needs to be mobile optimized. Of course, most people look on a smartphone. So your website does what a mobile site should do. It restacks on itself. It reformats for a smaller screen. Could be a tablet, often more likely a smartphone. And it is HTTPS. The S actually does mean secure. And that does mean that when people fill out that contact form, which you've got, that information that they put in there is encrypted. So your website would be Google compliant, and it could certainly rank well on that first page if it had the right off-page optimization. So we can promote that website. That's what any website needs. I noticed that John also attached a Home Advisor or Angie Leads profile here. Obviously, that's a very different service where you would pay for every lead, whether you got the job or not. This would allow you, with the phone calls coming in, to scale back on paying for those leads or chasing down those leads. A lot of business owners find it's a lot of good money going after leads that don't always turn into work. So Like I said, you'd be looking at 50% off of any package. We can start local only, $199, and if you would want, we can add Facebook ads later, or even Google ads.
How much is it for Central Florida?
Well, for all of Central Florida, you would need some form of paid ads. And like I said, we can include Facebook ads to cover that area. You'd be looking at $299 as a flat rate. Google ads, we can do. But again, the minimum required ad spend, and it would be enough for Central Florida, would be $300. And that would be on top of the $199. So you'd be looking at $499 if you wanted to do Google paid ads, what most people call AdWords or pay-per-click. $299 if you wanted to do Facebook ads instead of Google ads. Either way, we can target all of Central Florida, and with paid ads, we can be specific, you know, so we can target specific zip codes, subdivisions even, where you most want to be found.
Okay. So if I want Central Florida, I can do, what was it again?
Yes, you would need $499 if you wanted to include Google ads. Now, we can cover Facebook, or cover the Central Florida with Facebook ads instead. It's a lot more budget friendly, whereas a click on Facebook is like 22 cents, a click on Google might be $2, $3, $4. So that's why the cost of advertising on Google has gone up. So Google now requires a higher minimum ad spend. But that being said, we are Google Premier Partners, and the whole reason behind the partnership program in the first place was to get business owners a higher return on investment with paid Google ads. And this other company, they might have just said, oh, yeah, we're going to get you on Google, and left it at that. You know, they're not specific enough, and they lead you to believe you can get all of Central Florida with a local-only campaign. It just would never work that way. But, you know, Google started the partnership program almost 6 years ago. Local Splash was one of the very first companies to partner up with Google. We were in business at that point already a dozen years, with a proven track record of putting and keeping businesses on that first page. And while Google does have an AdWords Express product that they do offer directly to business owners, and business owners do still they sign up for that service, and it sounds fast, it sounds efficient, Express Lane, Express Train, but the Express in AdWords Express refers to the fact that it is an abbreviated version of a real Google ad campaign. There's a lot of click here, default there, we know you're new to this, so we recommend that kind of thing. It's basically a set it and forget it. You just tell Google where you want your ads to run and what your budget is. Google puts together some pretty standard boilerplate type ads, and away you go. But, you know, Google knows that most businesses don't stay with that particular service long-term, a couple few months, and a lot of them cancel. And that's why Google was looking 6 years ago for a business there's actually 8 Google Premier Partners in the country who can provide this service for you. There's just 41 of us worldwide. Google was looking for businesses that can manage these ads professionally, phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions to any website, so that you see a higher ad rank, a higher quality score at a lower cost per click. All of that means that you're going to get a higher return on your investment. So we can do Google ads for you. I don't know what your budget allows or how much work you're looking to take on. If you are looking to be found, wanting to be found, needing even to be found throughout all of Central Florida, we would need to do either Google paid ads or Facebook paid ads. Otherwise, just to be completely honest with you, the local campaign for you and for your service area might be about 20 miles.
Okay. And you said I could cancel. So if I did it for 1 month, I can cancel the next month if I needed to?
You could, yeah. I mean, it is completely at will, which means month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. We do even offer seasonal suspensions or temporary pauses, but obviously I don't think that's going to be much of a case here for you. But yeah, it is month to month, and for a good reason. You know, we have to keep your phone ringing. We have to earn your business. But our service does work. You know, I've been with this company, actually April 17 was my 9-year anniversary, and I've got clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. You know, we've been around since 2004. One of our bigger clients, and I know they've got self-storage locations in Florida, Extra Space Storage has almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations all across the country, of course, all on the first page. They were they're certainly one of our bigger companies. Vivint is about 1,100 locations. But they started with us in summer of 2008, so they're coming up on 14 years. Now, I'm obviously not saying that we're going to grow your company to the point where you got multiple locations or even that you would hire more guys and have multiple crews, but to get your phone ringing directly and have you not have to pay for leads or chase down leads or be in a bidding war with your competitors or deal with a potential customer who might only be looking for an estimate, I mean, you're not going to be entirely immune. I mean, when you're on that first page of Google, someone might just call you and try to get an estimate from you. But certainly a service like Home Advisor or Angie Leads, where it's really geared towards getting a homeowner several bids and several estimates, a lot of times you do get a bunch of tire kickers or people that are, trying to budget for something down the road, not even necessarily knowing that business owners are coming out of pocket at that moment for that particular lead. So, and I don't know if you love that service, hate it, stop using it, but there is no conflict. You don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page of Google. But even my clients that like their service and have experience and success with it, whether it's that one or Thumbtack, Networks, any of the others, most of my clients prefer to have direct phone calls. And they're more than happy to scale back one way or another on those leads and just let their phone ring. So we would certainly be able to do that for you on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know the needs of your business better than I do. You are saying Central Florida is where you really want to be found. So you would be looking at the local campaign plus either Facebook or Meta ads or Google paid ads, or you could do them both if you wanted to. Some of my clients do that too. But, with the $299, that's with Facebook ads, or the $499, that's with Google ads, be a better fit for your business at this point.
So it's $499 for Google ads.
Correct, for the Google paid ads and the local campaign. It would be $599 if you wanted to include the Facebook paid ads and the Google paid ads, and of course the local campaign, which is to get you found in that 20-mile service area in that local map. The benefit there, people obviously closer to you, so you don't have to travel so far, and it is a fixed price. Again, that's the $199 for the base, for the local campaign. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is still that flat rate. But to add the Google ads on top of that would be an extra $300. Facebook ads are just $100 a month. So you can add them both. That would be $400 total plus the $199. You'd be looking at $599 if you wanted to do Facebook paid ads, Google paid ads, and then, of course, the local campaign. But you can do one or the other, and either of those would cover all of Central Florida.
Okay. Do you get more work, or do your clients get more work off of Facebook, Google, or Facebook ads or Google ads?
Well, historically it's Google, and it always has been, and I'm sure always will be Google. And if it's in the budget, I always do recommend Google paid ads, because that's where people go, and that's where people are looking specifically, where they know what they want, they're trying to find the right company to get it done, and Google paid ads are always going to be a great return on your investment. But since they increased their minimum requirement, it was less than 2 months ago, it was about 7 weeks ago when they did that, we started offering Google ads and Facebook ads, and a lot of business owners are leaning more towards Facebook ads. We had done Facebook ads prior to that, but it was only about maybe 5% of our clients that did Facebook ads. Now that Google ads are a little more, they're a little less budget-friendly, let's just put it that way. I was going to say they're more expensive, but they're really not, because you still get more ads, you get more clicks out of it, so it's still basically the same price. They just require a bigger commitment, because the price has gone up just a little bit. But our job is to manage those ads and get you the highest return on investment. You know, target, we might even target instead of the first spot, we would target the second or the third spot, so you're still at the top of the page, but not necessarily in a bidding war for the top spot, because if all other things were equal, it does kind of default just a little bit towards who's willing to pay the most for that particular click. But, you know, we can also target popular search phrases to get your phone ringing, but not necessarily the most expensive search phrase. You know, the brand name is not always the best one. You might get better quality and a more affordable price for a very similar product and not have to pay for the brand name. So that's kind of the example that I would use here. But obviously we want to target your services and target keywords that most people type in. But there's a lot of things that our trained technicians would do to get you the highest return on investment, make sure that your $300 covers the entire month and the entire service area there. So it is something that we would be more than happy to do. You can always put them on pause. You can always increase the commitment, or you can stop them altogether, but unfortunately you can't decrease the commitment. So it has to be a minimum commitment of $300. But looking at your service area and the average cost per click, I think that's definitely going to be sufficient for you. You'd be looking at about an 80% impression share. Your impression share is how often your ads will run. If you're familiar with Google Ads, you know that there's just two or three at the top and usually one or two at the bottom. Again, we will only be targeting the two or three at the top. It might be the second or third, like I said, not necessarily always the top spot. And no matter how deep your pockets are, your ads are not always going to be running, because there's almost always more than three businesses that want to pay for Google Ads, so it does rotate. And your impression share is how often your ads will run versus how often they're able to run. So at $300 a month, you'd be looking at about an 80 or 85% impression share. We might be able to, you know, like I said, kind of target the not as expensive keywords, but still very profitable, very popular search phrases, and even get that closer to 100%. But even so, your ads are not going to be up 24/7. That's impossible, no matter what the budget is. And of course, with the local campaign and the website, the combination of the two is designed to get your phone ringing, get you even able to pick and choose jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, and stay about as busy as you can be. I mean, if you find that, you know, you're keeping up with your work, you're expanding your business, you're hiring more guys, we can always look at increasing the Google ad spend or adding Facebook ads at that time if it's something that we choose not to do now. But, I mean, like I said, obviously you know your budget better than I do. $299 is a little bit more affordable than $499. And like I said, if you wanted to do Google and Facebook, you'd be looking at $599 a month.
Okay. Can I just do Google?
Just the Google paid ads and not the local campaign? Or are you talking about adding the local campaign as well?
And our local campaign's $200, correct?
Well, yeah, it's $199. That's for a verified listing on Google, Bing, of course, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories. You'll pop up in that local map. Again, that's about a 20-mile radius for you. Of course, the website's going to be included. I would recommend the local campaign simply because it is, you know, it's that fixed rate no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It's a great way to have that online presence. Not everyone clicks on the paid ads because a lot of people think, well, they're paying for that, right? So let me go to somewhere where, you know, they're there, you know, for whatever other reason. I don't know what people think, why people are on that first page. But most businesses in that local map are investing in being there, either doing it in-house or paying someone else to do it. But if you wanted to do the Facebook, well, not Facebook, if you wanted to do the local map and the Google ads themselves, you'd be looking at $499. That's an exact amount as a fixed flat rate. And again, it's never going to go up, no matter how long you choose to stay with us. Easy to budget for because you know in advance. You know, there's no taxes, fees, or surcharges, or lead fees. Obviously, with a lead-based service, unless you have a hard cap on it, it depends on how many leads you get and how much each individual lead costs.
Okay. I guess I'll do the Google ads and the local.
Okay. the local campaign or the local map or local pack. And your content's going to be mirrored on Bing as well, whereas about 9 out of 10 people use Google and about 1 out of 10 use Bing. It's still a big piece of the pie. We find that most people using Bing are doing it on their smartphone. Your placement on Bing is going to very closely match your placement on Google. I do have it as WR Land Development Services, and I see it listed as an LLC. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business? I mean, on the website, it's not showing up that way. It's just WR Land Management. How did you want your company to appear?
WR Land Development.
Okay.
LLC.
So the LLC, but not the services.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So we'll make sure consistent information, the business being branded as WR Land Development LLC, of course, appears on your Google listing, your Bing listing, the 70 different directories, the website, of course, your Google Ads as well. And then, Wyatt, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best one for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, to both those questions.
Gotcha. Yeah, it is the one on the website. Is it a mobile number as well? I mean, a smartphone, you can receive text messages. And then I do see Wyatt at gcshell.com as an email address. This would be more for us to contact you regarding your account. Is that a good email address for you then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Wyatt, what is your last name, sir?
Rathbun, R-A-T-H-B-U-N.
Okay, perfect. Mr. Rathbun, when we contact you, we do, of course, use phone, text, email, and it's usually the method most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll be able to just give you a quick call or send you a quick text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Either calling or text.
Okay, so phone or text. I do have that question default set to text for a service-based business. I'll add phone as well. And you are, of course, service-based. You always do go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
That's fair. I go to them.
Perfect. And Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. In fact, even if that were an outside shop or a small office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So you'll just be listed city and state, no zip code, certainly not any physical street address. And then, of course, with the Google Ads, we'll be targeting all of Central Florida. And we can get pretty specific, too, about where you most want to be found. In fact, one of the things that I'll be doing, I'll be scheduling a follow-up call from one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information that I have, verify information off of your website, make sure that we know the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and it is required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we are reducing the cost of the service and also waiving the setup fee for that local campaign, which would have been an additional $99. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, and if everything makes sense, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, it does. On that call that you said I'll be getting,
mm-hmm.
can I schedule that for when I come home?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, we'll schedule that for your convenience. It is about a 25-30 minute phone call, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, but we'll certainly schedule that when it's most convenient for you, and I'll pull up that client interview calendar in just a second here. So I am actually required to read the voice verification before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but like I said, it is pretty straightforward, so give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
It's WR Land Development, LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then Wyatt, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Wyatt Rathbun, and I am the boss.
Okay. You're the primary... We wouldn't call it an owner for the LLC, but you are the one who does make all the decisions for the business, right?
Yeah, I didn't know how to word it.
That's okay. Yeah, you know, the primary partner, the founding partner. And then as the owner or the partner, primary partner of WR Land Development, LLC, like I said, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then Wyatt, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Rathbun, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you're responsive, you're going to absolutely love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie Leads or Home Advisor. Again, no conflict there. You can continue to use it. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Rathbun, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in costs that I'm applying here, of course, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $499.00. And once again, Wyatt, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. The calls do go directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches. And of course, it also does include the Google paid ads, which we will pay for, manage, and run on behalf of your business. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the third of the month and the same exact discounted rate of $4.99. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, of course, as I mentioned, this is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which again means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or, of course, even pause the service seasonally if necessary. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That way it is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Mr. Rathbun, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name.
Your name. And is it Wyatt Rathbun, or is there a middle initial as well?
Wyatt C. Rathbun.
You said C like Charles, not T like Tom?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And you said that was a Visa card. I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, so it's 4351.
Yes, sir.
4200.
Okay.
2824.
Yes, sir.
6517.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
06 of 26.
06 of 26. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
096.
096. So 096, 096 on the back. I've got June or 06 of 2026 for the expiration. And then was the card itself 4351, 4200, 2824, 6517?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I did see an address actually attached to the Home Advisor or Angie Leads profile. It's the 374 DeSoto Drive in New Smyrna Beach, 32169. Is that the billing address of that card?
Yes, sir.
And is that your home address as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll make sure that, of course, that address does not appear physically online connected to your business. Now, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not have a pen.
Okay,
or a piece of paper with...
That's okay. If you want to, you can type it into your phone, but you will receive it by way of email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you in that following business day. Of course, the email address will be on there as well. It's simply support@localsplash.com. But you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Wyatt, there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those or both of those, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You did say you wanted to wait until you were no longer on vacation, right?
Yes, sir.
So what day and possibly what time would work best for you? If we're looking out beyond Monday, I could do anything between 10 a.m. and the last one scheduled at 6 p.m.
Can I do it on the 12th?
The 12th, sure. Well, actually, the 12th is a Sunday, so we would not be able to do that. We could do the 10th or the 13th.
Can we do the 13th?
Sure. Yeah. Did you want something as early as 10 o'clock, as late as 6 o'clock, or somewhere in the middle there?
At 5 o'clock is good.
5 o'clock? Okay, so we'll do 5. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call itself would get to you just a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. Again, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You will, an hour prior, receive through our automated system a reminder that that follow-up call is scheduled at 5. I will also, in a minute here, send you a calendar invite to your email address. That calendar invite is really just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. A lot of times people ask me what that means. And then it's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, your username is simply, well, it is basically your phone number. It's just the numbers, though. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. The area code, though, is included.
Okay, I see that.
So the username will always be 407-212-0688. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email that our system sent out to you?
I just got the two text messages.
Okay. So if you open up the text, it goes to where the email would go if you click on the link, which would be the Local Splash Terms of Experience. You might have also gotten the welcome email. Our system does send them both pretty much simultaneously. But the one that we're wanting to see here is the one that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. At the top, on the left side, it says Services, starting with the Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see there?
My phone's still loading. I don't have the best service.
I gotcha.
In Bahamas.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I hear you. Yeah. So it might take a while, and you might not be able to do it on this call. But the one thing, of course, is talking about the different services that we'll be offering. Of course, it's got the setup fee waived on there and everything else. When you see it, it'll make more sense. There's a long line. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Just above that line is a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you, of course, to click on that box. There's a longer box below that long line. There's an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. So you can tap or click on that and just type in or copy and paste your name as it does appear there with the middle initial of C. Of course, it is case sensitive with appropriate spacing. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name into that box, click confirm signature. That does a few things. Of course, it does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. And of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we waived your setup fee, etc. Other than that, I'll send you out that client interview. Oh, I did want to also remind you, when you click on confirm signature, it will actually ask you for your username and your password. Don't worry about that at that point. That just confirms that you've successfully submitted it, and it is at that point the automated system trying to take you to the next step, which it thinks would be to access your tracking and your reporting system. If you were able to put in a username and password at this point, it would give you an error message that your tracking system has not been activated yet. In fact, there's not even a password created yet. But once your user, once your client dashboard interface is up and active, we'll officially text and email out that username and the password to you so you can start accessing your tracking system. And of course, you can update that default password at any time once you're able to log in. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. We are looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing, of course, and earning your business just 1 month at a time. I really do appreciate, well, I appreciate, first of all, the fact that you took the call while on vacation, but I did also want to thank you for your kindness and for your patience, especially at the end of the day, the end of the week. You're obviously an intelligent guy. You're a patient guy. Actually, you know, I kind of like your sense of humor. Made me laugh a little bit there. I don't get all of that on most calls. In fact, sometimes I get none of that. So, I mean, it's actually nice to talk to someone who was as appreciative of my time as I hope I have been of yours. And you certainly were a pleasure to speak with. Now, it will be someone else calling from our client interview team. But other than that, you know, have a wonderful vacation. Enjoy it. You certainly probably deserve it.
Thank you. And it was nice talking to you. Have a great day.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Wyatt, you take care. Pleasure speaking with you, sir. Have a good day. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye.